He would stand out front with his arms folded, get off our lawn, and we'd scoot around the corner. And to this day, I think there's a permanent groove in that yard because of all the generations of children since they moved who have just cut the corner.
If his father Joe was a tyrant, Michael's mother Kate seemed like a saint.
Mrs. Jackson was a very gentle woman. I never saw her lose her temper. I never saw her raise her voice.
Michael was always closer to his mother than his father, partly out of wanting her protection from him.
Carol Lieberman was the first psychiatrist to file a formal child abuse complaint against Michael Jackson.
I think that he just wanted to grow up to be someone who was softer like that, as opposed to his father, who represented this tyrant.
In 1965, Catherine Jackson became a devout Jehovah's Witness, a Christian sect with strict rules against sin and a ban on childhood celebrations.
Jehovah's Witnesses are prohibited from celebrating birthdays. They are prohibited from Christmas, Halloween, even Mother's Day, Father's Day, or anything associated even with Easter if it's outside the actual commemoration of Christ's death.
At the age of 7, a wide-eyed Mike was indoctrinated into the witnesses' world. He learned to fear the wrath of Jehovah, especially when it came to sex.
Sex outside the marriage is absolutely forbidden. That is a disfellowshipping offense. Disfellowshipped in Jehovah's Witness terminology is death. That means when Armageddon comes, you will be destroyed by God. And you're dead to everyone else in the Jehovah's Witness community, including your family and everyone that you've known.
While Michael's mother gave him a moral code to live by, Joe enforced his rules with the business end of a belt.
He was raising 6 sons, 9 children altogether. And back in the days of corporal punishment being legal, he applied it.
Children are told the expression, spare the rod, spoil the child. If you beat them with the rod, they will not die.
And raising these guys, they all got whippings. They didn't get no beatings, you know. They got whippings.
A whipping is a swat, and sometimes you would get spanked on the back.
Appropriate punishment for a child, such as spanking, which is not leaving bruises, can very quickly cross that line into physical abuse, where there are injuries.
In 2003, Michael told Martin Bashir of his childhood trauma.
You remember when you said to me that you just wanted to run away from your father?
I hid. I used to hide.
Michael has been very clear, and he insists that he was physically abused by his father, and that it was very bad and traumatic.
Joe Jackson's anger may have stemmed from his humiliation in the mills and the frustration of a musical career cut short by the needs of 9 children.
Joe ruled with an iron hand, and consequently, this was probably affected Michael the most. He probably didn't have that mental fortitude to fight back.
Michael was the most sensitive of Joe's kids and the most gifted.
When Joe would go to work, we'd just sing folk songs or sing together, but I heard him singing in the bedroom, singing one of the Temptation songs. It was so beautiful.
Every time Joe heard Michael sing, he may have been reminded of his own failure.
He was very jealous of Michael. He was the most jealous of Michael because his father really wanted to be a performer.
After school, Joe kept his sons in the house with little freedom. But when he worked the night shift, Mike and his brothers picked up Joe's abandoned guitar and with the help of neighbor Raynell Jones, jammed on the sly.
Jackson spent a lot of time inside. Those were Joseph's rules. So if I thought that it was time to practice, I could give out that whistle and they would come to the window and then we would walk over to my house.
Fearing Joe's jealous rage, the boys hid in Raynard's basement and sowed the seeds of a pop music dynasty.
Joe Jackson did not even know that we were practicing. At some point, we thought that we were ready to perform. And we wanted to go on the Roosevelt High School talent show.
7-year-old Michael's coming out party took place in 1966 at the Roosevelt High Talent Show held right behind the Jackson family home. Joe knew his boys were up to something, but instead of stepping in, he allowed them to prove their potential for profit.
We won that talent show. The crowd went wild that night. They were very impressed.
Joe Jackson was also impressed. Before, he'd whipped Tito for playing his guitar, but now he threw himself into managing the boys' careers.
We had to know that they were good. We had to know that they could win talent shows when we rehearsed them so they could be the best.
In the summertime, when the Jacksons would rehearse in their living room, they'd move all the furniture back, and they would open the windows, and all the neighborhood came around to stand. That's the one time Mr. Jackson didn't say anything about us being on his lawn.
Joe Jackson would soon escape the steel mills of Gary, Indiana, by riding out on the back of a boy named Mike.